This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Man cave.
Man cave. All right. Day two of the Dan Patrick hat trick, which means we'll be here tomorrow. Join us on Thursday in for Colin Cowherd, but Monday through Friday, normally 5 p.m. on the East. Shout out to all the affiliates. And why don't you add us? We appreciate that.
Yeah. You know what?
Thank you.
Hey, affiliates.
And we're giving away more prizes this week, seeing our Swiggies. If you want to qualify, follow our podcast for free. Just search Covino and Rich. Leave a nice review, 5 stars. You qualify for our stainless steel water bottle, Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. It's actually nice, really nice. Check it out. And we have a bonus podcast if you want to watch what you hear. It's called Overpromise because Blubber Lips Davis over here always overpromises things we never have time for. So check out Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page and join us on Overpromised. We're live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, the utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz with hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin. It's the EV that recharges you.
The vehicle is all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com.
Now, Rich has a really dumb hypothetical. It's actually funny. You got to stick around for that. But it's the last hour, power hour.
Let's go. Going to throw a few things together here. I'll add some Girl Scout cookies in the mix, too. By the way, have you been housing Girl Scout cookies? Because you were trying to do keto, right?
I haven't touched one. It's called discipline.
It's called you're having no fun in life.
Or just discipline because I've had too much fun.
No Samoas?
No Samoas for
no
this guy.
No Thin Mints.
No Thin Mints.
By the sleeve out of the freezer.
None of them.
Now, we're different guys. Last night...
Even Mike, who runs this place, the other great Michael in
history. We forgot him on the list. It should have been Mike Tyson, Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, and Mike, who runs the place.
Yeah, yeah. Even he was pushing the shortbread cookies. I'm like, no thanks, man. Get them out of my face.
Have a shortbread. I don't know. I mean, last night, I had like a sleeve of Thin Mints while I was sitting around watching the Borchler, as you call it.
Okay.
And I'm scrolling through my phone. Anyone that pays full attention to The Bachelor, if they're watching with their wife or girlfriend, I don't know what to tell you. That show requires very little full attention. Like you can,
that says to me, find another show.
Yeah. I caught up on Curb, which is fantastic. Irma. Oh, my goodness. Now, Anthony Rendon and Shaquille O'Neal. I'm tying these together because I think one thing we all learned during the COVID years, and I hate even saying that, but it's like
is to wash your hands.
And say happy birthday. And is that we prioritize differently, right? Like some people realized, you know, what am I doing? I'm working for the man. The man.
You know what else I did during COVID? I drank more than ever before. Because I was so bored. That's why.
Yeah, a lot of people drank more. Now, a lot of people realized, what am I doing? They saw their family more, and they're like, should I be seeing my family all the time like this? Man, I'm sort of getting used to working from home. It changed how we perceived things. And I think a lot of people...
Also ruined a lot of businesses.
No, it did. It did. But it made people think, like, what is most important? Is it family and friends? And am I putting too much emphasis on work? And then the flip side, Covino will say, well, that's really great to say. But if you don't have your job and you don't have these things, then what are you? Yeah. Some bum?
Good luck living your life and enjoying time with friends and family with no money.
Yeah, if you're a broke weenie.
And again, I think this is culturally where I feel like my, again, I come from a hardworking Italian father, hardworking Mexican mother. And they instilled in me a work ethic that I feel like people have thrown to the wayside. You need to work. It is a priority. It's how you survive. So for you to downplay the importance of work is ridiculous. You can't enjoy it. You can't provide for your family that you want to spend all this time with
but I think
you're not working.
But I think a lot of times, whether it's a part-time gig or your full-time job, a lot of times you look back and you say, I put in all that effort and that company just let me go. Or like, hey,
A lot of people were making money doing nothing.
But I'm saying a lot of people.
And then they got lazy because they're like, I'd rather do nothing.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people also say, like, I picked up the holiday shift. And my boss didn't even notice. And I think a lot of people started rolling with the mentality of, well, what does it all mean? Like, why do I prioritize work? They don't care about me. And I want to play a couple clips and you tell me if you think this is a fair thought or something you just don't say out loud. Take a listen to Anthony Rendon, Major League Baseball player who makes roughly $300 million.
If you're going to defend this guy, we're not friends.
Take a listen to Rendon.
That's never been a top priority for me. This is a job. So I do this to make a living. My faith, my family come first before this job. So if those things come before it, I'm leaving.
Is it a priority?
Oh, it's a priority for sure. This is my job. I'm here, aren't I?
Do you want to be here?
I don't want to talk to you guys at 7 in the morning or whatever time it is. So,
do you want to like be here playing baseball?
I have answered your question. So why do you keep picking at it?
Oh, yeah, you technically answered it.
Thank you.
He's rude, this guy. I don't like his vibe. I don't like his attitude. And I'm not one to talk smack. He does what we all wanted to do as kids. He plays professional baseball. By the way, a kid's game. So anyone playing a kid's game should be the happiest guy going. Look, I complain a lot. Some call me Complaino. Complaino and bitch. The Covino and Rich Show.
Don't link me in with your complaining ways.
I never complain about work. I'll complain about my daughter bothering me. I'll complain about my girlfriend squeezing my shoes. I'll complain about other things, right? People stink. People suck. But work is great because I do what I love. This guy's living the dream. And he downplays baseball? When a fan feels like they care more than the guy they're rooting for, you're leaving a bad taste in my mouth. I therefore hate you. Because you're doing what we all dreamt of doing, and you're acting like you don't care about it, and you're making millions to do it. So he could feel that way all he wants. Give the illusion to the fan that you care.
Rich.
Rich,
Covino was the one who said he answered the question. He answered the question.
Thank you, Joel. You took the words right out of my mouth. Because listen, all he did was answer the questions, and you, I'm going to use it for the fifth time, numbskull, are getting down on a guy for being honest. Why don't you just say what you want to say,
honest.
Which is,
you could be honest when you're putting numbers up. You could be honest when you've played some baseball.
Now,
there's a reason they're asking the question was, is baseball a priority? You know why they're asking that? Because it seems like it's not. How about you get out there and play and earn your money, dude?
Now,
he's a big major letdown.
Now, why don't you just say this? Because the truth is, you just want him to lie. What did Chris Rock say back in the day? Lie to me, Jerry.
I don't think he should lie. I think he should reprioritize.
You want him to lie.
Your job should be important.
Okay,
your job should be a priority.
Anthony Rendon, while he is a guy that rubs people the wrong way, in fact, he's not rubbing me
his
the right
job
way.
His job is baseball, dude. Digging ditches. Give me a break.
I'm going to read what he wrote.
You know what he should say? Yeah, man, I thank God every night that I'm the most fortunate guy on the planet. I'm so fortunate and blessed to play the game of baseball. Not like, nah, the it's guy, a hassle.
He spent a lot of time with his family because he's only played 200 out of a possible 546 games with the Angels because he's at season end.
He really likes his kids.
The guy hasn't even played half the game since he's been with the Angels.
And he gave a jerky answer,
I think because...
Well, that's just, he's a prickly guy to begin with.
You could leave off the Lee part. but he's a guy that just said something that I think was a little too honest, and coming from a guy that has produced nothing on the field after he signed a big contract, it rubs people, unlike Johnny Gill the right way. He's rubbing people the wrong way. But everything he said, I'll be honest, doesn't feel weird to me if he was being productive. Let me read it, okay?
He had a justifier.
All right, hold on. He goes...
Remember, there's two... The interviewer asked two questions.
All right. Everything Anthony Rendon said would be fine if it didn't come out of Anthony Rendon's mouth, because he's a guy that signed a big deal, has underdelivered, another key player on a team that continues to just never make the postseason. But everything Rendon said is something I could get behind. I think it's the problem is that it's Rendon. He said, hey, this is a job, which it is. He said, I put my faith and family first.
It's a job, but it's baseball, dude.
Let me finish.
Yeah, but you can't say it's a job when people are breaking their ass every day just to survive. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Nell Carter.
You're playing baseball. That's the dream. It's not a job. It's a dream. Imagine if you made millions of dollars to play baseball.
Listen, dude, my dream as a kid was to be a pitcher for the New York Mets. It didn't work out. I get where you're saying.
It's a job. Was he working in a factory somewhere? Give me a break. That's a job.
He said he puts his faith and family first. He can't argue that. He goes, it's a priority. I'm here, which is a jerky answer, but it's true. And then he goes, I don't want to be here talking to you at 7 a.m. That's honest.
Well, that's real nice.
But he laughed when he said it. Listen, I'm only defending Anthony Rendon because
he deserves no defending. It had to be pried out of him. Like, hold on a second.
Listen.
He clarified that work is still a priority after he said it wasn't. Yeah, it's still important to me, blah, blah, blah. Look, they're all important.
Let it be clear.
Work is, I mean, of course you love your family more than you love your job, right? If you lost your job, you find another one. What are you going to do, find another mom when she dies? Of course you're going to love your family more, but they're all priorities in life.
I agree, Covino, because when you try that argument, when your girl says, you love me? I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Tried that. I'm here, right?
Now,
yeah.
That's why the reporter asked the follow-up question. He's given him an opportunity to further clarify and explain himself. Like, hey, do you want to talk yourself out of this just a little bit? And
he's
like,
he also stated the obvious, Nick. Oh, really? No kidding. Your family's a priority? Because for everybody else, it's baseball. Give me a break.
Listen.
Everybody's family's their priority, no?
I'm here, ain't I?
I want to say this right now.
Or any decent person.
Rich Davis talking. I do not want to be labeled the great Anthony Rendon supporter. I'm just saying.
I feel like you are.
I'm trending that way.
I'm just saying.
Hashtag Rich loves Rendon.
Rich loves Rendon.
Hashtag Rich loves Rendon. You know, I just think that he's answering honestly, but sometimes when you answer too honestly, he comes across as ungrateful and sort of prickly, as you would say, Nick Cope. Look at it this way. I think everything this guy does, from grabbing a fan to, what did he say like a month ago? Hey, if you could change one thing about the game, he's like, too many games. I don't like playing 162. He says nothing right. Anthony Rendon truly has not hit a home run on the field or off the field with any statement he's made.
And again, it rubs fans the wrong way because they seem to care more than the actual guy playing. That's not how any fan should feel ever. Ever. Because you're rooting for people who are that apathetic to make millions of dollars playing a game.
Listen, it's all about perception and optics, and Anthony Rendon never took that course. He never took Optics 101, wherever the hell he went to school, because I saw something the other day that if you knew they didn't care, there would be people that are talking. Nick Cope, you and I are Niners fans, right? Did you see the the super hot triple date going on right now? The Juszczyks, the Kittles, and the McCaffreys.
Yes.
Are on an island, and
all the asses
are out, and the guys' abs are out. They're having the time of their lives. And you know, the perception though is that Olivia Culpo and Kittle's girl and Kristen Juszczyk, they're consoling their heartbroken men who worked their ass off this year. But if George Kittle came out and he's like, yeah, you know, 49ers just a job. I'm chilling on the beach with my boys and my girl. Then it would be a problem. It's a matter of saying the right thing. And Anthony Rendon just seems to not know how to say the right thing. Clearly.
But you also want to root for people who appear to love what they do. Otherwise, why even show up and how could I root for you? If we showed up to work, anybody, but especially here on the radio, right? Apathetic about the job. Do you think anyone would want to listen? If I was like, yeah, in for Dan Patrick, whatever. This is a job. I didn't want to wake up early anyway. This sucks. You think anyone would want to tune in? It would say, this guy has a terrible attitude.
Correct.
And that's what he has. Period. Period.
You know what, Joel,
and
you
the
might,
only way to fix that is to hit home runs.
Joel, do you mind playing that one more time? Let's just hear the...
Again, the question is baseball a priority?
I want to hear his inflection, and let's decide, is Anthony Rendon just terrible at answering questions?
That's never been a top priority for me. This is a job, so I do this to make a living. My faith, my family come first before this job. So if those things come before it, I'm leaving.
Is it a priority?
Oh, it's a priority for sure. This is my job. I'm here, aren't I?
Do you want to be here?
I don't want to talk to you guys at 7 in the morning or whatever time it is. So,
do you want to like be here playing baseball?
I have answered your question. So why do you keep picking at it?
Oh, because you answered it stupidly.
Yeah, he technically answered it.
He asked you,
thank you,
is baseball a priority, you jerk?
You know, the thing with that,
and the answer was yes.
Should have been yes.
There's
two things I wrote down that bothered me that Rendon said. I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah, here's a kid doing his job. How would you feel if he talked to you that way? You'd be like, what a jerk. I'm asking a question.
I'm here, aren't I? Insinuates,
yeah, you're getting millions of dollars to be here. Yeah. I'm not surprised.
And then I'll back you up, and I hate backing you up, but I was never really debating you. I just think that Rendon's answering honestly, and unfortunately, his honest answer is pretty like apathetic and crappy. Right? You don't want a guy like that on your team. No one wants a guy on their team. When you're seeing a guy who's...
Dude, you wouldn't hire a guy anywhere with that attitude.
You wouldn't hire
a guy to work at your local bakery with that attitude.
If you see a man or a woman who so apathetically talks about something you're passionate about, when you see someone whose salary and contract is equal to that of a Powerball or Mega Millions jackpot, essentially, as you said, living the dream, making hundreds of millions of dollars to play a game that we all love. I play softball on the weekends. Why? Because I love the game of baseball so much that as a 40-year-old guy, I still need to swing a bat because I love it. This guy does it and makes hundreds of millions of dollars. So when he says it's a means to an end, like, well, you got to work, I guess. That attitude, oh.
Just, and by the way, what do you want, a cracker? You want a cookie because you put family and your faith as a priority? So do most decent people. That's not what he asked you. He asked you, is baseball a priority? He answers no and then answers yes. So the whole thing sucks.
Well, let's tie it into another story real quick, right quick. Joel, there is a clip of Shaquille O'Neal talking to Jason Kelce about family and retirement. Take a listen.
Enjoy your family, brother.
Thank you.
I made a lot of dumb mistakes to where I lost my family and I didn't have anybody. That's not the case for you, so enjoy your beautiful wife, enjoy your beautiful kids, and never dwell on what we had. Yeah. What we had is what we got. You got the ring. People know who you are. Enjoy it. Because, again, I was an idiot, and I've talked about it a long time. Lost my whole family. Spent a 100,000 square foot house by myself, and that's when I got...
Shaq saying he's in a 100,000 square foot house by himself. I think you need special audio to hear how deep Shaq's voice is at times.
Yeah, by the way, that's sped up. That's sped up audio.
Shaquille O'Neal sitting alone in a $100,000 square foot house.
Now I'm lonely and I'm by myself every night. So I go to Home Depot and I buy people presents.
Because I want to give back.
So he's saying,
I'm bored and lonely.
He's saying,
that is correct. We would not have the Shaq we have.
Yes.
If he hadn't have done, went through what he went through, because this dude is a giving cat.
Now I'm just trying to get back and make up for my my mistakes.
I love Shaq. I think I love think everything.
He's so great at giving back to the community, man. I love him.
Outstanding.
Everything Shaq represents.
I think he's the most undersung, underrated
hero
of our lifetime. I'm serious. Like, yeah, he made his mistakes, but man, how likable is Shaquille O'Neal?
Like, when Shaquille O'Neal, when he goes into a store, Joel,
businessman, I mean, he should be admired on every level.
When Shaq goes into a store, when Shaq goes into a store and he buys some single mom's kids' computers, or like, oh, he's in Home Depot and he's like, oh, you need a new washer dryer, you're low on cash. He'll treat people like Shaquille O'Neal's a great dude. But I just want to point out the message was, balance, Danielson, as we learned in Karate Kid.
You know who that's easy for? Guys like Kelsey and Shaq, who make millions of dollars.
No, but what I'm saying
is, of course Shaq is like, hey man, you win your ring, might as well retire and enjoy your family. You know why? Because they're fortunate enough to have the money to do that.
What I'm saying
not
is,
not everybody does.
Shaq.
So yeah, they're right, but that's not good advice for everybody.
Shaq is reminding us all about balance. That is all. I think Anthony Rendon seems apathetic, but I think what Shaq does is reminds us that while you do want to prioritize work and work hard and make a living, support your family, be the man, balance it. Because if you only prioritize work, like, we're talking about two people on the flip side. That's, there they go. I finally found my point. Good for me. Pat myself on the back.
Should have did that before the show started.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
On one side of things, you have Rendon, who comes across as an apathetic, prickly dude, as Nick Cope said. And then you have Shaquille O'Neal, who points out, hey, if you dedicate your life too much to sport, your sport, you'll end up in a 100,000 square foot house alone. So, as Mr. Miyagi and Daniel LaRusso taught us in the 80s, balance. Balance, Danielson. Balance like Jack Palance. You need balance in life. You can't, if you prioritize work or family significantly too much, you lose sight of the other. Yeah. And that is every man and woman struggle.
But even for multimillionaires to say, dude.
Because even at that, he said it after he won everything. He's like, you got the rings, you got the house, you got the honeys,
dude,
you got the
Joel,
cars.
Nail on the head. What have you, the collective you, not you, Darvish, and not you, Bersh, the collective you,
you,
what have you done to say, well, it's that's done. It. Time, hands are clean, hands are washed, I'm done. I proved everything. I conquered. I won. I did everything I possibly could. Time to enjoy life. Are you there? Did you hit the mountaintop? Did you win all these titles?
No, but
you're not Shaquille O'Neal.
But I think at some point, though, when you're a veteran at your job, if you're in your 40s or 50s and you're like, you know what? I don't want to work on Christmas Eve anymore. That's not my priority. I think you figure out where you are in life. And again, one word and we'll move on. And that word is balance. Every man and woman tries to figure it out. Everyone that's got kids and they got daycare and jobs and multiple incomes and mortgages and all the bills they have. The number one thing that people are trying to figure out in life.
Work-life balance?
Is work-life balance. And I say this to you, good luck, because it's not easy. All right, Covino and Rich, we got more next right here on Fox Sports Radio. Live from the Mercedes-Benz studio, in for the great Dan Patrick.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromise and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
This is one of those songs that stands the ultimate test of time. This will play at a wedding in 50 years from now. I believe that.
This is one of the songs that makes me think of that kid in my homeroom. How we do it?
Present.
Get out of here.
Covino, leave, Covino. Here.
Leave the room.
Do it.
Here. Present.
Oh, boy.
How we do it. Good kid.
Good meme, by the way. Yeah. I love that meme. How we do it.
How we do it. He's a good guy. Anyway, thank you for being here. Shout out to Howie. Shout out to Bersh. Bersh. On the phones at 877-99 on Fox.
Burr said he's not happy to be here. He said it's just a job. Yeah.
Well, that's the attitude of a lot of people today. Well, guess what, man? You got to work to survive. And I get it. You're not getting paid what you're supposed to be paid, and the economy stinks and all that. But you have two choices. You can sit on your hands and complain about it, or you can go out there and make your money. Like, you just got to do what you have to do to survive. It's not easy, and not everyone's as fortunate as Rendon and Shaq and Kelsey. These guys have done it, and that's the thing, too. Like, wait, are you done with your work? I was raised to work hard, play hard. I know that's cliche, but you don't play hard till you're done with your work. People are not done with their work, and they haven't achieved Jack Diddley Squat. He was in your homeroom, right?
Yeah.
Jack Diddley Squat?
Squat.
Right after Davis.
Yeah.
Diddley Squat here. Joel is on the phones. Joel and Bersh are here. It's Covino and Rich. Work-life balance. That's what we're talking about.
Covino, what would have been your follow-up question after you hear this other reporter kind of go at him? I know you got one.
What, for Rendon?
Yeah.
You know,
wait,
I would just question.
I do it in your dad's voice.
I think he was just rude because he was caught in a position where he looked like a jerk. Because I really think the follow-up question was sort of great. Like, do you even want to be here, dude? And that's when he got defensive about it.
Yeah, you know, I want to be here talking to you.
Well, it's part of the gig, man. You know, sorry, you make millions of dollars to talk to reporters and play baseball.
But you know what? Speaking of playing, you know, not playing nice with the media and saying the wrong things, Mike Trout said something, and I haven't heard one person disagree or say something negative about Mike Trout. I want you to take a listen to him. Talking about his future in baseball.
I think the easy way out is just ask for a trade. There might be a time, maybe. I really haven't thought about this, but, you know, when I signed that contract, I'm loyal. You know, I want to win a championship here. The overall picture of winning a championship or getting to the playoffs here is bigger satisfaction bailing out and just taking the easy way out. So I think that's been my mindset. Maybe down the road if something's changed, but that's been my mindset ever since the trade speculations, you know, came up.
Because his work's not done, man. I like that.
But by saying how loyal he is to the Angels, who've done, you know, a little here and there to try to beef up that team around them, but as the old joke goes, it's always in meme form. Before Ohtani got traded, you would always see the meme where it's like, Ohtani with a complete game, and he hit a home run, and Trout hit two home runs, but somehow the Angels still lose. Like, there's going to come a time where no one will blame Mike Trout if he leaves California. If he leaves the Angels, there's no one. Is there anyone that's going to be like, man, Mike Trout, look at him trying to jump to another team. He's done everything he's could. So he's a guy, I think, that has played the media game the right way.
No, yeah, that was a much better response.
Working his ass off, saying he's loyal, saying he does want to take the easy way out, but also leaving the window open that, hey, listen, if something does happen down the line, so be it. And that's, I mean, some people, you know what it's like? It's like,
a guy who's willing and wanting and has already put in the hard work and hoping to get results in the end. He's putting the work in to someday get a championship. He's getting paid millions of dollars, but still putting in the effort. There's so many people today that just expect great things without the effort, in the effort.
I don't disagree with you, but I think what you're hearing there when you hear that.
No, so many people giving up on goals or not even having goals who are looking for the shortcut in life because, you know, you can get paid more on OnlyFans. Like, give me a break. What, was that your goal? What about your goal? Were you planning on working toward that or did you not have one? Not everything in life is a shortcut. That's the problem.
But I think what you heard there was two people that just are saying, like, some people know how to come across and other people have a terrible ability to put themselves in a good light. You can compare it to a dating show, right? If you watch any,
or one guy's completely tone deaf, and one guy appreciates what he does for a living.
No, but I'm saying you see it in every aspect of life, not just sports. Look at a dating show. If you watch some show like The Bachelor or Love Is Blind or any show, there's people that maybe they're not a bad person, but they don't have the self awareness to realize like that's how I'm coming across. Maybe Rendon's just tone deaf to everything he says.
And that's on him.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to like justify and make adjustments on how he's coming across. That's exactly what he's putting out.
There'll always be a villain on a dumb reality show that probably doesn't even know half the time why no one likes them.
Well.
And I think Rendon probably doesn't understand like, I'm putting it out. People don't like what I'm putting out there.
There you have it. The work-life balance. Figure it out. In my opinion, and you know, it's just my opinion, but work should be a priority right up there with your family. Right up there with anything else that's important in life to survive. You're trying to survive. You're trying to achieve something. That's part of your job. You're trying to provide. I mean, do you have kids? Do you have a family? How are you going to enjoy time with your family without any money? These guys have enough money. They're able to call it a day. Not everybody is Shaquille O'Neal. So anyway, some good clips there. Thank you, Rich. And Anthony Rendon getting some negative press saying that baseball is not a top priority, but then it is in the same sentence.
Yeah. Now, so, listen, before the NBA All-Star game,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, before the NBA season kicks back in like a turbo booster on Thursday, I think there's still a little, a quick second that we could talk about what we witnessed All-Star weekend. We witnessed, like we said yesterday, Steph versus Sabrina, fun three-point shootout. The skills competitions were fun to watch in the background. Sort of odd that a G-leaguer wins the slam dunk contest again, just showing that
he has a specific skill, though.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
But I'm hearing a lot of people on the network here, on other networks. Even saw SVP. People on Fox, ESPN, all networks are saying the same, and it's, could the NBA players put in less effort in the All-Star game? Like, why even have it?
Well, if they don't care, as Stephen A. said, blasphemous, then why should the fans care? And these are supposed to be the best in the game, playing no defense, not caring at all. Talk about, like, failure and leading by example.
There's an odd sentiment that, well, what about injuries? Do you know any times in NBA history where the All-Star game resulted in a star being done for the year? That it's just, I think it's,
I mean,
one of those.
Was, again, 300, if you missed it, there was 397 points scored in this game. So little to zero defense was played at all. It's an embarrassment.
But you got to ask yourself, what started out as a super competitive East versus West, you watch footage from back in the day. Yo, these superstars are squaring up against each other, playing true defense. Like, yo, this is the All-Star game, the
best
against the best.
Because they had pride in what they did, and they wanted to prove they were the best.
But now, it's over the years, over the last 20 years, because I saw footage comparing the 04 or like 03 or 04 All-Star game against now, and it just showed that over the last 20 years, it went from a competitive, I want to show that I'm the man on the big stage.
You know what's going to happen, by the way?
No, to, like, yo, let's just hang out for the weekend, party it up, bro hug, switch jerseys.
Yeah, that's great for the fans.
Laugh it up. Like,
it's like the Pro Bowl. Who gives a terrible Terry Funk about the Pro Bowl?
And when money's still being
nobody,
made.
Nobody, because you know they were playing patty cake.
When money's
and
still being made.
And that's how you're feeling about the NBA All-Star game. When it used to be, man, the best are playing against the best. How cool is that? Look at this rivalry. Look at this matchup. When they don't care, how do you expect the fan to care? You know, again, leaving a bad taste in the fan's mouth. I hate to sound like negative Norberto, Rich, but these are the facts.
Just saying.
Yeah.
These
are the facts.
I ask
they
you.
They weren't playing defense at all.
Then let me ask you. What is the solution? We already tried to make the NBA regular season more enticing.
There's so much money that you, again, they're investments. I get all that. We all get it.
You
don't want to get hurt.
You've already tried to make the NBA regular season more enticing by the in-season tournament. That was a way of being like, listen, you guys don't want to play during the regular season. We'll financially incentivize you. Let's make an in-season tournament. Hang the little banner. Lakers win. Ta-da. That worked for a minute. We all agreed in that moment. It was like, all right, in-season tournament worked enough. So what do you have to do now? Do you need to financially monetize people even more to care about an All-Star game? It's sort of embarrassing. Like, listen, who won the MVP? Dame, right?
Sort of embarrassing.
Picking
very
out, you know, like uncontested shots. Like, could someone really be the MVP of not even a pickup game? You could argue that. Go to 24-hour fitness in Woodland Hills, and I've seen more competitive pickup basketball games at the gym there than the NBA All-Star game. So what is your solution is the question, because a lot of times people complain, but complaining only works if you have a solution.
That was going to be my point, Rich, that there's summer league NBA games that are playing more defense than what was in the All-Star game.
Yeah. I just wondered, Joel.
More incentive-based contracts.
But what's the solution? Like, we already talked about how you can't win MVPs or accolades if you don't play a certain percentage of the games now because of load management. How do you fix the All-Star game? It's a simple question. You know who I heard? Our buddy Babchek, who I love, on Mad Dog Radio.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
He's the best clown in sports.
He's the best clown out there.
He was saying, They would never do it because there'd be too much ego involved. But he's like, what if they just did like a one-on-one tournament? Like all these big stars playing one-on-one. That would at least get your interest. We were intrigued. The most intrigued this weekend was a one-on-one shootout between the NBA and WNBA.
Yeah, that was a skill contest. It's supposed to be a game.
So
where, you know, the best
one-on-one with
best.
Kareem and Dr. J back in the day, I was watching it. It wasn't really that good.
Yeah, maybe it wouldn't be that good. See, I'm glad you said that because in my mind, I'm like, but who would want to do? Because then you're like,
I say just name the All-Stars, let them be there, and then let's have a preview of the Olympics weekend at the All-Star game. Divide the teams up and let's battle.
Let's say what's up to, I know we got a break. Well, real quick, Steven in Pennsylvania, what's up, buddy? What do you think? How do you fix the All-Star game?
Well, I want to say thank you to you guys. I listen to you guys regularly.
Thank you.
I do every day, gentlemen. I'm calling from York, Pennsylvania, as you mentioned. Shout out to York. I just want to say that I believe that if they would do an international version of the NBA stars against the American NBA stars,
ooh,
I believe there would be incentive there.
I like that. You get Luka and the Joker and, you know, a lot of the international stars.
Yeah, that's the Olympics, like Joel said.
Oh, yeah, but yeah,
that's
right.
Not NBA. I don't know. I think that would be too controversial to separate people in that way.
Tim, real quick in Arizona about Rendon. What's up, Tim?
No, I just want to comment about Anthony Rendon, man. I think he's got too much money. He's getting too comfortable. You know, not to go back to 01 with the Diamondbacks, but they built that team to win with a bunch of players that didn't have a ring, but that had 10-year career in the major league. And when I was watching that whole season, you could feel their drive. You could feel their emotion, their energy. They wanted to go.
Yeah.
When you see a guy like this in Anaheim playing with that lack of motivation, it kind of sends a message of why the Angels are losing, even though they've got all-stars on their team.
And by the way, this is a team game. When you see a leader making that kind of money, not putting the effort in, that trickles down to other people. Like, well, they're thinking, what the hell am I putting in the effort for if this guy's not?
No, well, the rest of your feedback, we got you next. Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick, live from the TireRack.com studio, the Mercedes-Benz studios here on Fox Sports Radio. Hang tight.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
People care about Taylor Swift 40 plus years from now, the way kids still dance to Michael Jackson. Talked about it earlier, and we ranked the three Michaels of our lifetime. Mike Tyson, Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, and of course, shout out to Mike who runs this place. We're Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick. Thank you, Joel, for holding it down on the ones and twos. Joel's here. Bursch, thank you, Bursch, for hanging with us. He's super producing at 877-99 on Fox. Burschy Bursch. It's always fun to see the handsome Nick Cope on the updates, chiming in, hanging out with us. And again, Spot working diligently on the video, so you can see what you hear at Covino and Rich. Always posting videos. Leave your comments there. And Spot will be hosting a segment tomorrow called Midweek Major. And we do that on our show Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern, Covino and Rich.
Nice.
Every Wednesday, the biggest headlines in the world of sports and pop culture, are they mid, as the kids say, week, or major stories? Join us tomorrow here on the Dan Patrick Show for day 3 of the Dan Patrick Hat Trick. And on Thursday, in for Colin Cowherd. But Rich,
yes,
this hour is brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer.
Jinx. Of the DP show, go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the tire decision guide. See the full line of Kumho tires. Special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation, all at TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And again, we're live from Mercedes-Benz Studios. And did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? Even you, Rich. Even you, Bursch.
Isn't that special?
That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. So I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. If you missed anything, check the podcast. Just search Covino and Rich or the Dan Patrick Show. And shout out to the affiliates and anyone listening on the iHeartRadio app. We appreciate you guys rolling with us today. Now, before we go, Rich, you had a really dumb hypothetical you wanted to pose, and that's fine. I find hypotheticals always to be dumb.
I always bring the greatest hypotheticals.
Yeah, but this one, it's funny. It's funny.
I brought this up the other day for a minute, so I might as well bring it to the Dan Patrick audience.
Rich was at the dentist, and our first observation is this. We can't be the only guys where the dentist always wants to talk to you when they're in your mouth.
That's what she said.
Yeah. The Super Bowl is great. Well, no. I was there, but I didn't go to the game, but I was there. I'm a fox,
Observation number one, dentist always trying to talk to you. Observation number two.
Yeah, the kids are good,
When you hit roughly 40-ish, late 30s, 40-ish, the dentist then always tries to find things they want to improve. Even if you do your dental cleaning, and you're like, oh, everything's A-okay. They're like, well, you did get that filling back 20 years ago. We should change the fillings, or you need a deep cleaning, or, well, you know, you should start coming every 4 months instead of 6 months, and that's an extra
non-covered
copay.
That 8 months.
Yeah, so
nobody wants to go to the dentist every 4 months.
I'm not saying the dentist is a money grab, but I feel like
I think everything's a money grab. I think everybody trying to make up for lost time and lost business.
Still from years
still
ago, COVID?
Recovering, because you didn't go to the dentist during COVID.
So, And they don't care anymore, by the way, which they shouldn't. It's 4 years later, but when I went to the dentist last time.
It's not 4 years later. That lasted two plus years.
Yeah, but still.
It's like two years later.
No one cared after the first year.
That's not true. You didn't care.
So you go to the dentist still, and they're like, they give you the little thing to fill out, like, have you traveled or been around anyone? I'm like, is this form from 2000? I was like, I was in Vegas all last week. And I'm like, yeah, clean my teeth. They don't care anymore, which they shouldn't.
Yeah, I had a great time in Vegas. So, Vegas is great.
You bring up this hypothetical, and I knew we were going to run out of time, so maybe we continue it tomorrow.
You could pose the question, let people think about it. Think about it on your day at work today.
It's a good question for Nick Cope, because he's a 49ers fan like I am. Nick, have I told you, as I sat there for 2 hours getting my old silver fillings changed with new clean ones, suction cups and everything. It's the worst.
Give me the chills.
I'm sitting there. Would I change the outcome of the Super Bowl if it meant having to go to the dentist once a week for a year?
I think you might.
You really?
Yeah.
You're that desperate for a win? You'd go to the dentist once a week?
The way Rich phrased it, I was saying it from his perspective.
Would you? You know what? We'll think about it. Yeah. Maybe we'll tackle it tomorrow. We'll see you then. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Thank you, Dan Patrick.
Thank you. Goodbye.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.